No, it's 5 days after 3. January 26, 1989, President Von Holst vouchered Lawyer Donnelly. And first matter is a subcommittee report, Bill, House Bill 37. Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee met once formally to consider the issue before this committee, that being the insurance provisions of the House Bill number 37. In addition to that, I met with the working group chaired by Representative Swackhammer at least two times, I think, prior to that, in which we also discussed the insurance requirements under the bill in a teleconference that was held essentially statewide to the people who had been involved with the working group. At that particular time, the question was put to them whether or not there were any districts that had a particular problem with provisions of insurance as provided for in the bill, and there was no one on the teleconference at all that had a problem with it. We went through urban and rural districts alike, and there's no problem with the provisions of the insurance. In fact, all of 55 school districts, 54 currently have insurance. There had been a question of whether or not the wording of the insurance provision was sufficiently clear and to assure that there would be proper coverage or equitable coverage. And the department response was generally that they would like to have the flexibility to make sure that those things were taken care of by regulations, that they intended to provide regs that would mandate all risk coverage, I guess was a term of art used. And that all districts essentially said that the insurance was readily available and that it was at a reasonable cost. So we felt as a subcommittee that there was no real issue with regard to insurance at this point, and we did, however, find a couple of small errors. One of them, one are not errors, but just points of clarification. On page 1, line 12, after the word maintain, the committee CS, which we'll move to adopt here in a moment, added the words or provide proof of. And the reason why that was necessary was to make sure that in the event of a municipal government actually providing the insurance, that the school district wouldn't be required to go out and purchase and maintain its separate policy, so that all that they would have to do is provide proof of in that particular case. And the only other change was on page 16, line 18. There was a typo there. We should have read 0.46 instead of 0.44. We addressed that also in the committee CS. If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, I'd move for the adoption of the proposed CS.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, proposed substitute has been adopted.
There was only one other issue that in the subcommittee we decided we would bring before the full committee, and that had to do with the concern of the Fairbanks School District over whether or not provisions of the bill would apply to on-base schools. We had a legal opinion from our legal division, and also now in front of you all is an opinion from the commissioner's office, or a statement from the commissioner's office. Okay. Anyway, the concern appears to be taken care of by the opinions that we've gotten, and that is that the on-base schools will be treated like every other school. Sort of Fairbanks and Anchorage legislators actually was that the on-base schools that are under those school districts and any other school districts might not come under the prioritizations of the bill. Again, I think that essential concern had been taken care of. However, my school district in Fairbanks felt that their comfort level would be higher if there were a little broader language in the bill, and we have drafted a proposed amendment, which is before everyone. The department has not had the opportunity until just a moment ago to see this language. I apologize for that. We just literally had it drafted up, but the sponsor of the bill doesn't have a problem with it. What we've done is dropped out the phrase school buildings and made that a little broader to say schools that are owned or operated by the state or a district. In that whole scheme of things, and my district, I understand, is more comfortable with that language. My assumption would be that other school districts that have on-base military schools feel much more comfortable with that, and I would move for the adoption of the amendment.
Any objection? Without objection, motion carries. I'd like to make an announcement. There's been a request that we hold HB 71 over. If there's anybody here to testify on HB 71, sorry about that. Representative Grunberg is going to be reading the elevator standard code, and you might be contacting you. All right. Is there any committee discussion on House Bill 37? Is there any member of the public who wishes to testify on House Bill 37 at this time? Seeing none, what's the will of the committee?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt the CS for House Bill number 37, Labor and Commerce, with individual recommendations. We've already adopted, but that we move CS.
Motion's before us. Any objections to the motion? Hearing no objection, motion carries. Thank you, Representative Boyer, for your work on that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And you're, there you go. Okay, we're going to...
Dave, I just want to run up for just a second and make sure a constituent gets to meet Lyman Hoffman.
I might as well, I think I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, right, because what I wanted to do was do 71 and Max. I didn't want to do it today. So there's really nothing else on the agenda. So if there's no further business to come before the committee today, then I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Do you want to talk about the same time?
No. Okay, meeting's adjourned.